Obama is at war with religious liberty. Joining us now, Hannah Smith, senior legal counsel at the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, which does incredibly important work for the cause of religious and free conscience, religious liberty, fighting back these obscene regulations that seem to put the lid on our religious beliefs and trample upon our religious beliefs. And also Bill Verfelder, who is the president of the Belmont Abbey in North Carolina, he and his institution are suing to stop these obscene regulations that are enacting Obamacare, suing them from going into effect on religious liberty grounds. Hannah and Bill, great to talk to both of you.
Thank you so much for having us today, Laura.
Thanks,
Absolutely. Hannah, let's start with you before we get into how these regulations will affect the Belmont Abbey. Hannah, explain for us very succinctly what happened on Friday. This news, I think, got completely overrun by the Republican contest and everything else that was happening, maybe football mania. But this was so important on Friday and really a punch in the gut to people of faith and people of conscience.
Well, you're exactly right, Laura. On Friday, basically, the administration said that it would not expand the exemption to this abortion drug mandate to include religious groups beyond churches and religious orders that were already covered under the exemption. But rather, the administration said it's going to give those religious groups another year to comply. So really what the administration is saying is, we take your religious principles very seriously, so we're going to give you another year to get over them.
Okay, so this means exactly what? That places like Notre Dame and Belmont Abbey, which is a private Catholic college, their health plans will have to offer abortifacients and contraceptive medications, devices, and so forth. Is that right?
Exactly. So the abortion drug mandate will require that all religious employers who are not churches and not religious orders, so religious colleges, religious schools, hospitals, charitable organizations, all of those groups do not fall into the exemption now as HHS has crafted it. And so they will have to pay for sterilization, contraception, Plan B, Ella, all of these things that are directly against their religious convictions.
And the argument is because there's not these institutions don't necessarily represent 100% of 100% of their enrollment is not Catholic or not faith-based, right?
Well, exactly. That's how they crafted this extremely narrow exemption. They said if you're a church and you serve or you employ people who are not of your own faith, then you will not be exempted from this mandate. So essentially, if you're a Catholic soup kitchen and you serve soup to atheists, you don't get the exemption. You have to pay for these abortion drugs.
Oh, my. I mean, and doesn't this extend even beyond the Catholic institutions, the way they're handling the Obamacare mandates and specifically HHS, right? Isn't it the case that these public funded health plans also are going to provide for these types of abortifacients and so forth?
Well, yes. Actually, as the regulation is written, it's all group health plans that have to provide these sorts of drugs to their employees in their employee health plans and also to their students in their student health plans. And you should note that the exemption, as it's currently written, is an exemption for religious employers, meaning that the exemption only applies to their employee health plans. It doesn't apply to their student health plans. So one of the main purposes of this mandate and why HHS rushed to get this out the door was because they wanted this to apply as soon as possible so that students on religious campuses could get contraception free of charge.
Bill Verfelder is the president of the Belmont Abbey, a small Catholic college in North Carolina. Bill, tell us how you're reacting to this ruling on Friday, the rulemaking on Friday, the regulations finally handed down.
Well, it is just outrageous what's been happening here. And this statement that was made by Kathleen Sebelius is just either one of two things. It's an expression of complete incompetence, or it is ill will and purposely deceitful. I mean, this is like the Obama administration, Kathleen Sebelius saying to me, I understand the importance of oxygen to you, but to be fair, we're going to allow you another year to breathe oxygen. But at the end of that time, I'm going to remove it, and hopefully you've adapted to not breathing anymore. And for us, our faith and our religious freedom is just like the air we breathe. This is not something that is arbitrary. This is something that we were founded on. Belmont Abbey College has been there for almost 136 years. It is run by Benedictine monks. They've invited us into their home. The buildings were built by their own hands. I mean, it's just, to me, outrageous that they have tried to do this.
What do you make of this, Hannah? I mean, the administration proclaimed, the president proclaimed that Obamacare was not an abortion bill, right? Remember that? Oh, it's not an abortion bill. These people are trying to scare everybody out there. And in fact, this is such an assault on the conscience of people of faith, and it leaves them what recourse except, as the Beckett Fund so graciously provides, legal recourse.
Well, that's right. And you remember, Laura, I'm sure, back in 2009 when President Obama went to Notre Dame, and there was a big uproar about him even speaking at Notre Dame. And while he was there, he was courting Catholic voters, and he said, "We will be sure to craft a very sensible conscience protection for religious people in the healthcare law." And of course, we see that that was a very hollow promise, because this exemption is nothing of the sort. And, you know, it's really too bad that the administration has been so tone deaf on this, because merely giving religious groups another year to comply misses the point, right? I mean, there's no expiration date on the right of conscience. And they said in their announcement on Friday, you know, that this additional year would allow these groups more time and flexibility to adapt to this new rule, as if, you know, these religious groups can be adapted, you know, to bend around
right.
government policy choices. So it's really quite tone deaf what they're doing. And yes, we are in two federal courts right now, one in D.C. and one in Colorado, bringing this issue to the courts and asking for relief.
What is your sense, Hannah, of your likelihood of success in preventing these regulations from going into effect?
You know, we're really quite confident. I mean, Laura, you're a very talented lawyer, so I know you could analyze this issue, but we have several claims under a federal civil rights statute called the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which is a federal law that Congress passed to protect religious beliefs from substantial burdens by the government. And we believe that this mandate, which says to religious groups, you have to cover these drugs and services against your religious convictions, or get out of the business of covering your employees and students on health plans altogether. And then if you do that, if you drop the health plans, you get slapped with a huge fine. For Belmont Abbey College, it's over $300,000 in the first year, and then it will go up from there. And for Colorado Christian University, which is the other lawsuit in Colorado, they mm-hmm. will be forced to pay over $500,000 in the first year, $500,000.
Oh, my God. So, okay, no. This is first of all, we're going to link up the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. We are going to try to help you raise money for this, Hannah, because you guys need to be well-funded and well cared for in this process, because there are very few organizations that are, you know, they're out there fighting for your rights here. And the Beckett Fund has done, how long have you guys been around the Beckett Fund? It seems to me it's been a long time now, but you guys have just done such great work up against this secular humanist nightmares in the government. How long have you been around, Hannah?
We've been around since 1994, and thank you very much for asking your listeners to support us. They can go to our website. It's beckettfund.org. That's with one T.
Fantastic.
And we would definitely appreciate the support. We've been around
you
since
need
1994,
help.
And we actually, just this last couple weeks ago, we had a huge victory in the Supreme Court. We were counsel for the small Lutheran church, Hosanna Tabor, that in sort of a David versus Goliath fight went up to the Supreme Court, and in a resounding victory, 9-0, the justices held that the federal government should get out of the business of choosing church leaders, and that was our case. We were the counsel for the church in that case, along with Professor Doug Laycock of UVA. So we've had
really
important cases.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we wish you the absolute best. Please keep in touch with us, Hannah, about the progress of these lawsuits. And we had a bad connection, unfortunately, with Bill Therfelder. But we'll have you both back as this case moves through the courts. But my goodness, this cannot be allowed to stand. And we have to have whoever the Republican nominee is, not to make this political, but they have to, he has to stand up for religious liberty. I think all three of them have been actually really good on this issue. Romney and Gingrich and Santorum have been great on this issue. So we need a real fighter in the White House to fight for people of faith so their rights don't get trampled upon. Hannah Smith, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. And Bill Therfelder also was with us from the Belmont Abbey Private College in North Carolina. They'll be set to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars of fine. You know what you could argue? The administration wants these colleges to go out of business. They want to try to run them all out of business. This is a big bailout for Planned Parenthood, if you ask me. All the abortion providers who they seem to just benefit completely from all this, as usual. We'll take a break. A lot to get to. Stay with us.
The Laura Ingraham Show.